What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled How the Passport Bro Movement Turned Medellin into the Pedo Capital of Latin America. So as you guys know, I'm out here in Colombia. I come here every couple of months. The flight from Lauderdale to here is actually shorter than the drive from my house to the airport, not to mention trash airlines, Spirit Airline tickets are about $200 and some. So every couple of months I come out here, have a little fun for a week, make a U-turn and back to America where it sucks to live. You know, America's only good for money, guys. That's the only thing America's good for. Money, business. Other than that, you know, you're better off living overseas. So when I came out of Spirit Airlines the other day, guys, first thing I see at Medellin Airport, I didn't even see a gate agent. I didn't see anybody. First thing I see coming out of the airplane at Medellin is a big old sign that said, "Don't think about it. You're going to go to prison for 25 years if you rape underage children." Now, the whole airport was plastered with that sign. And it was in English, okay? It wasn't in Spanish. They're not targeting the natives. They're definitely not targeting the greater Latin American community. They're targeting English-speaking people. And even when I went outside of Medellin and I was walking around, outside of the airport, right? I'm walking around Medellin, and they have the signs still all over the city of Medellin, and in particular in tourist areas in Medellin. Again, picture is in the thumbnail. So this was not there 3 months ago, okay? When I went to Medellin 3 months ago, guys, those signs were not there. Now, those signs of "watch out, don't even try it, you're gonna go to prison for 25 years if you rape underage kids," those signs are everywhere in Medellin now, and they're in English, okay? Now, what happened in the past few months, okay? What happened, and I'm gonna tell you exactly what happened in the past few months, is that Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother, who is the king of the passport bro movement, he came out and he said that Medellin is Disneyland. That you can walk around Medellin, grab any girl you want. Furthermore, he said all Latin American women are for sale. So I've seen with my own eyes, guys, I've seen dusty old black disgusting men come to Medellin, and they would literally drag these girls with them. They're probably 15, 16 years old, okay? Guys, there's a lot of poverty here in Medellin, okay? I'm in Guatapé, I'm not in Medellin, but you know, I was a couple hours ago. Yesterday, I was going around El Centro, and I've seen a lot of poverty. You know, there's a lot of homeless people out there. There are a lot of children out there that are abandoned by their family because they were unwanted pregnancies or the family didn't have money. So a lot of these kids, you know, they never had a chance to begin with. You know, they become homeless. They're drug addicts. They pretty much knew only the streets for their entire life, you know. They're called street children, right? So what the passport bros do is that they take advantage of these young females and even boys, you know, because the sign says if you rape, you know, boys and girls. And there is a big homosexual undertone in the passport bro movement. A lot of passport bros are low-key homosexual, okay? This is why the leader of the passport bro movement is shirtless in his profile. This is why he comes on camera shirtless without a woman, okay? He is low-key pushing a homosexual agenda. Now, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. The Passport Bro movement in particular, its leader, also known as Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother, is a CIA asset, okay? This is what you guys out there need to understand. The Passport Bro is a psyop, okay? It's a psyop to A, get black people, in particular men, out of America, and number two, it's to turn black men into homosexuals, okay? So you guys gotta understand, man, how is it possible that some 20-year-old retarded kid who cuts hair for $2.99, how is it possible for him to travel all over the world, spend tens of thousands of dollars a month, okay? Guys, I travel all over the world, dudes. Traveling all over the... I'm telling you guys, out of personal experience, if you travel the same way as Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother, you're spending at least $10K a month, okay? Now, you can stay in one place for a $1,200, maybe $1,500, okay? If I decide to stay in Mid-Ian or in Ukraine, if I decide to stay there for a month and just get a basic apartment, basic food, I can live well for, you know, maybe $1,200 a month, no problem there, okay? But when you're in a different city every day, you're out drinking alcohol, cigars, buying women, and it's a known fact, guys. It's a known fact that all the women that Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother had with him on camera, it's a known fact that all these baddies, as you all call them, they were all fucking prostitutes, dudes. These were not girls who wanted to be with Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother. They were all paid-for-play prostitutes. And yet, he'd tell you, oh yeah, bro, I'm just a hip black cat, you know, I'm a chocolate king. He was lying to you guys from day number one, man. So, how is it that he is able to have that jet-setting lifestyle? His YouTube page gets about 1 million views a month, okay? So every 1,000 views, you make like probably $2 or $3, okay? So let's say he's probably making, I would say, $3,000 off of YouTube, okay? I really don't think anybody is stupid enough or retarded enough or desperate enough to buy any of his scam courses, okay? Now, you guys probably do super chat him, and he gets occasional, you know, $50, $100 every now and then. But lately, his channel has gone downhill thanks to people like me and Travel Time with Paul for exposing the leader of the Passport Bro movement as a faker, a scammer, and a plant. Now, he is not making that type of money online to travel the way he's traveling, okay? Somebody is sponsoring him. He is sponsored, okay? The leader of the Passport Bro, or I personally call you guys passport fools. That's what you are, guys. You really are fucking fools, okay? The leader of the Passport Fool movement recently made a video saying, I'm done with dating. Yeah, of course he's gonna make that video that he's done with dating, because he's pushing that homosexual agenda. He wants black men to give up on women and become homosexual. Okay, This is what the globalists, aka the Zionists, are doing. They're pushing a global homo agenda. In fact, when I was walking down around El Centro yesterday, okay, I saw gay pride flag here in Medellin a couple of days ago. So what does that tell you guys? The homo global agenda is being pushed worldwide, okay? And the leader of the Passport Full movement, you know, he is spearheading that movement when it comes to you black dudes. Now, something you black guys out there gotta understand is that if you're part of the Passport Full movement, especially if you're taking life advice from some retarded kid who cuts hair for $2.99, your life pretty much sucks, and really you're better off jumping off a bridge, dude. You know, when I was in Medellin, dudes, I've seen so many old, fat, ugly, dusty black men walking around with fucking little girls, you know. It was really disgusting. And a lot of these black dudes out there, man, they want to live their prime, okay? They want to think that they're fucking back in high school, you know. Dudes, do you know how pathetic it is to see, like, black people walk around at night fucking wearing sunglasses? It's like, who the fuck do you think you are, dude, you know? So you got all these black people walking around, jersey shirt, you know, sunglasses. You know, they're trying to act like they're 15, 16 years old, you know. To them, this is fucking high school, you know. And a lot of these black guys, you know, they come here from Medellin, they come here to Medellin, they come here for a weekend, then they make a U-turn, and then they go back to fucking working as a fucking bus driver or some dumb shit like that back in America, you know. So these guys, it's really sad and pathetic to watch guys in their 50s and beyond try to, like, relive. You know, they didn't, you know what, they didn't even have the good old days. That's really what's sad, you know. A lot of these black dudes, you know, a lot of these passport fools, they never were Chad or Tyrone. They pretty much were losers throughout their entire life. Only difference between being a loser back then and being a loser now, you know, because of money, right? Because of money, they can go into El Centro and, like, get themselves a 15-year-old girl because, you know, they got money and, you know, she's fucking homeless, you know? Fucking sad if you ask me. That's a sign for Guatape, right? Right behind me right there, guys. Guatape, okay, guys? Guatape right there, okay? See it? Guatape. All right, let's keep on moving. They call this a Malecón, I believe, which is the boardwalk. Right behind us, guys. This is a lake right there, okay? Right behind us. So, going back to the point of this video, is that an agenda is being pushed on the black community. Not only is the agenda of homosexuality being pushed, but also at the same time, this is a mockery of the black man. You know, when you guys look at Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother and all the damage he did worldwide, you know, whether it's having a scandal in Brazil, whether it's having the Colombian mayor actually show up at the airport and try to, you know, tell black people, hey man, don't fucking rape our woman, you know, having somebody like that represent the black community, I mean, that in itself is, that's shameful, okay? Imagine having a whole community of millions of black men all over the world, in particular, you know, FBAs, right? Foundational Black Americans. And that's another bullshit thing. Foundational Black American? What does that mean? Does that mean, like, you guys built America? Listen, dudes, if black people didn't work as fucking slaves, guess who would have worked as fucking slaves? The Irish. If it wasn't for the Irish, it would be the fucking Chinese. Listen, dudes, at the end of the day, people with brains and money need slaves, okay? And trust and believe, plenty of slaves out there. Don't believe me? Why don't you go to the Middle East? Why don't you go to Dubai, Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia? They got all these Bangladeshi Indian people effectively becoming slaves to work over there, okay? Can the lowly Bangladeshi dude say, oh yeah, bro, I built Burj Al Arab Tower, you know, I'm a foundational fucking whatever, right, Dubai? No, 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 okay? So, you black guys out there who genuinely believe that you are responsible for building the foundation of America, that's a fucking joke, dude. This just goes to show I'm trying to find the right word for you. Pathetic really is the best one, you know. It's a color, it's like pathetic, sad, low IQ, retarded, all that put into one, really. If you guys think that if it wasn't for black people, there'd be no America, right? I mean, that's fucking retarded, you know? And another thing, guys. I've said this before, and I'm gonna say it again. Nobody likes niggers, okay? It's not a social construct. You know, a lot of black men are coping on the internet saying, oh yeah, bro, the reason why they don't like the black men, it's because it's a social contract. It's social engineering, dude. People don't like niggers for the same reason people don't like to eat shit, okay? Why don't you like to eat shit, okay? Is it a social construct? Maybe shit is really delicious, but because it's a social construct, we don't eat shit? No, of course not. We don't eat shit because shit is bad for you, you know? It tastes horrible, it's bad for you. Nobody's gonna eat shit, dude. You know, it's the same thing with black people, okay? People don't want to be associated with niggers. It is what it is, you know? This is why I'm a big supporter of black people going overseas and breeding out their inferior genetics. Look, dude, I've said this before and I've said this again. If you can't get Stacy, bribe Stacy to be with you, okay, guys? This is what you black dudes out there gotta understand, dudes. No woman is gonna find you attractive, okay? Unless you're like Tyrone or JC status, you know. Women in general just don't like black men. It's been like that for 5,000 years, dudes, okay? Ugh. It's been like that for 5,000 fucking years, okay? Even the Egyptian people as far back as 5,000 years ago didn't like niggers, okay? So, this idea that it's a social construct, that people hate blacks because that's what society taught them. No, it's a biological thing, dudes, okay? It is what it is. Just like you wouldn't eat shit, people don't like niggers. That's just how it is, dudes. I've said this in past videos, I'm gonna say it again, you know? When God first created humanity, you know, God needed black people walking around Africa saying, oog, oog, food, ug, ug, pussy. You know, today, because we have a civilization, there is really no need for black people. I mean, ask yourself this $1 trillion question, okay? If we go like this, and a billion plus black people instantly disappear from the earth, what are we gonna miss out on? Honestly, what are we gonna miss out on if black people disappear? What are we gonna miss out on? Tell me one thing we're gonna miss out on if black people disappear, other than fucking chasing after a ball and singing. Other than chasing after a ball and singing, which have zero impact on civilization, what are we gonna miss if black people disappear off the face of the earth? Nothing. Zip, zero, nil. You know, think about it, guys. Africa is the biggest continent. Well, I don't know if it's the biggest continent, but it's the biggest continuous continent out there. Africa is a big ass continent. It has billions of people. It has all sorts of resources to it. Yet, name one black African multinational company out there. It doesn't exist, dudes. There is no black African owned multinational company. I mean, the Chinese, they got Huawei. The Indians, you know, here in Guatemala, here in Colombia, there's a very popular motorcycle brand called Hero. Guess what? It's Indian owned, you know? So the Indians have a popular worldwide brand. The Chinese have a popular worldwide brand. What do Africans have as a popular worldwide brand? Nothing. Nothing. So, and you guys really can't just sit there and say, oh, it's the white man that's keeping us down. Come on, man. Come on, man. Is the white man in Africa, like, you know, beating you if you try to actually use your brain or do something productive? Of course not, man. It's all cap. You know, this whole passport fool movement is nothing but effing cap. Okay? It's black men not wanting to come to the realization that they're just not desired, okay? You're not effing desired, okay? You put any white dude next to the leader of the passport fool movement, that white dude, even if he was like a fucking 5'4", bald, overweight white dude, he's gonna beat out the king of the passport fool movement, okay, guys? At the end of the day, guys, I want you guys who are watching this video to understand that I'm really trying to find the right words to say here, guys. I'm really trying to, because when it comes to black people, there's like no hope, okay? The average black person has no hope, okay? Your own woman obviously don't want you. This is why black women have murdered, 100 million babies? You know, they don't want you, okay? Foreign women obviously don't want you. What can I tell you guys? Honestly, what can I tell the average black man, you know? The only thing I can tell the average black man is, you know, it's over for you, but not for your offspring, you know? Bribe Stacy to have your kid, you know? That way your kid can get rid of some of those nigger genes, you know? When I was working at a refrigerated warehouse back in Florida like 15 years ago, I knew this white kid, half black, half white. You couldn't tell he was part nigger. You know, he was white, blonde, blue eyes. You wouldn't tell he's part nigger in a trillion years, but he was, you know? So that's all I can tell you, dudes, you know? All I can tell the average black man is, bribe Stacy to have your kid so your offspring can have a better future, you know? And don't do what fucking 50, 60-year-old black men do, fucking come out here to Medellin, go down El Centro and find some homeless 14, 15-year-old girl and try to, you know, think back to high school when you were 15, 16 years old. You know, don't do that, guys. That's illegal, immoral, fucking... It's just bad all over, you know. It really is. Yeah, at the end of the day, guys, the passport fool movement sadly turned Medellin into the pedo capital of Latin America. Because, again, you got two types of black people coming down here to Medellin. You got black dudes who, again, they think they're fucking 15, 16 years old back in high school, even though they're fucking 50, and they're gonna try to get with the young girls. And of course you got, you know, closet black dudes who want to get with the little boys. You know, I know some of you black dudes out there are gonna get smart and say, yo, Omar, that's a white man who does this type of shit. Okay, dudes, let me tell you something about fucking white people. Okay, white people have been doing passport bullshit for fucking 60 years, okay? For 60 plus years, ever since fucking jet age travel was a thing, I believe, white people have been doing passport bullshit, okay? All these signs that you guys see stapled around Medellin, it didn't show up until the king of the passport bro movement, you know, give Colombia his stamp of approval by saying, yeah, bro, Medellin is like Disneyland. You can walk around, just take any woman you want. You know, they're all for sale, you know? So, do you guys see white people having a fucking passport bro version of white people passport bros? And then they have some, you know, fucking retarded autistic kid who cuts hair for $2.99 representing them? No, they don't, dude. They don't, you know? Not to mention the white people who actually do pedo shit. They go to Thailand for that. They go to Vietnam. They go to Cambodia for that, you know? Niggers can't afford to go to Asia. This is why you all come down to fucking Colombia, you know? And then when you have the leader of the passport bro movement low-key telling you, you know, you can have any woman you want, you can do whatever the fuck you want, you know, it's out there, dude. It's out there, okay? The mayor of Medellin knows the passport bro movement. They know the leader of the passport bro movement, guys, you know? I know a lot of you niggers out there really thought that the passport bro movement was gonna, like, elevate you, but it really brought you down worldwide, because now people associate black people with the passport bro movement. Even Coach Craig Adams himself said, I can't go to Latin America anymore because they're gonna think I'm a passport bro, you know? So, and look, I know not every melanated person is Steve Urkel's half-retarded cousin, I know that. But do you think the Romanian people are gonna know that? You think the Colombian people are gonna know that? No, they're not, you know? They see black, they're gonna say, oh yeah, that's that passport bro, Steve Urkel's half-retarded cousin who's fucking, or brother, you know, he's autistic, he's ugly, he's bug-eyed, he's awkward as fuck, you know? He has homosexual tendencies. See, I mean, think about it, dudes. Think about it, okay? The king of the passport fool movement has been traveling all over the world, you know, 20 plus countries, 5 different continents for what, over 2 years now? And is he any better off with women than he was when he started? No, he's not. And that's because, again, they just don't want his nigger genes. That's all there is to it, dudes. They don't want to be associated with niggers. That's all there is to it, guys. I mean, the sooner you guys accept that, the better you guys can move forward. And again, the only way you as a black man can move forward, as the average black man, the only way you can move forward really is simply, I don't want to say take yourself out of the dating market. I mean, there really is no dating, guys. I mean, the vast majority of women out there are fucking mercenaries, okay? Let's get that out in the open right now. Vast majority of women out there are mercenaries, okay? As long as you show them a good time, give them a little bit of money, they're gonna be with you, okay? The second you like, hey babe, no, they're gonna leave. Women are fucking mercenaries. It is what it is, okay? So yeah, if you are a young, mildly young, attractive black dude, then, you know, try to listen your nigger appearance, your nigger attitude. You know, you guys take me for example, okay? This is Japanese straightening over here. You know, if I cut my hair, I got nigger hair, okay? So I'm doing everything in my power to listen the nigger in me, okay? So if you are a mildly young, let's say under 40, somewhat decent, attractive looking black man, minimize your nigger genes, your nigger attitude as much as possible, and go into white communities or light skin Latin American communities, okay, and see if you organically can breed out your inferior genetics. And again, worst case scenario, bribe Stacy to have your kids. Worst case scenario, okay? You dusty fucking 50, 60 year old black man, you know, overweight, bald, ugly, driving a fucking bus back in America, and I don't know what to tell you, dudes. I really don't know what to tell you, man. I mean, bribe Stacy to have your kid, I guess, and not see you, you know. I don't know, dudes. I mean, honestly, the way the economy is going right about now, don't be surprised if you can bribe a super hot woman like, hey bitch, here's $20,000, give me a fucking kid. You know, you can probably do that, you know. So at the end of the day, everybody watching this video, including myself, by the way, at the end of the day, you can always bribe Stacy to have your kids. But the bottom line, guys, the passport fool movement, in particular the king of the passport fool movement, is pushing a global homo agenda that includes pedophilia and it includes homosexuality. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.